Gaston County called a news conference Wednesday morning and made a bold statement. It would support businesses reopening, even if they're deemed non-essential by the governor. The news conference was attended by several top county officials, including the manager, Kim Eagle, and the health director, Chris Dobbins. Commission Chair Tracy Philbeck spoke the most.
If you own a business in Gaston County and you can practice social distancing, strict sanitation, and proper hygiene, your Gaston County Commission supports your decision and your right to go back to work.
The county said all businesses would be allowed to open so long as they follow social distancing. And County Attorney Jonathan Sink said Gaston was prepared to defend its new policy in court.
I can simply say that if they decide to take action, we will not be unprepared legally to defend against it.
But Cooper's office blasted Gaston's defiance, and Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen said it would set the state back.
We're in a crisis, and I think confusion is really, really damaging during a crisis. I want folks to know throughout the state of North Carolina that the governor's executive order is still in place. It still stands.
And on Wednesday night, the mayors of Gaston's 12 cities and towns issued a statement that all businesses and residents are required to comply with the governor's orders, and they encourage Gaston residents to comply with the state. Philbeck wants businesses open immediately, but with conflicting messages from the county, the municipalities, and the state, it's unclear if any non-essential business will open and how local law enforcement would respond. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.